I'm Jim Mintert, and I'm director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture.
Talk a little bit about how farmers are feeling right now.
So when we survey farmers for the Ag Economy Barometer, a couple of things have jumped out at us. One is the fact that as we look at one of the subcomponents of the barometer, the index of current conditions, that bottomed out in the summer of 16 and has pretty consistently improved since then. So people are more optimistic about the current financial system situation on their farming operation than they have been really for the entire time we've been surveying farmers the last 2.5 years. And there's a couple of things that are probably underneath that. I think one of the things is the fact that yields have been very strong in recent years. They've been significantly above average. In fact, on the soybean side, if you compare it to like a 3-year average of the, compare that to the trend yields, it's the most positive yield environment we've had in the history of soybeans. The corn situation is almost that strong. I think it's the second most positive situation. So that's boosted people's revenues. Those larger yields effectively wind up reducing people's cost per bushel of output. And so that combination has created some optimism. We encourage people to be a little bit cautious about that going forward in terms of projections for 2018. It's pretty unusual to have that kind of a positive yield environment year after year. And so we encourage people not to bank on that for 2018. And then related to that, we encourage people to think about developing projections for their farming operation. And most people have done that here over the course of the winter for 2018. But I encourage people to think about updating those projections periodically. Once a month would be great. Once every 3 months would be pretty good. And it's amazing how much things can change in a month or 3 months and really change the financial picture on your farm, which will help you make some better marketing decisions and some better management decisions.
Anything else you want to make sure is added in?
One of the things we've picked up in the Ag Economy Barometer is that people have a little more positive perspective, or maybe a better way of saying that's a less pessimistic perspective on farmland prices. In fact, some of the recent surveys, I know from Iowa, for example, have indicated there's a little uptick taking place with respect to farmland. We're not really suggesting that there's going to be a big uptick in farmland values, but there appears to be a lot of interest out there, and if you're in one of those people, think about those strategies. If you're in a position where your balance sheet is such that you can think about making a farmland purchase, a couple of strategies to think about. One is interest rates are low by historical standards. So you'd want to lock those in for the longest possible repayment period. The second thing is to retain some financial flexibility. I would encourage people to think about making the smallest possible down payment, not to over-leverage themselves, but rather to preserve as much of their working capital as possible to maintain some resilience in their financial position. So we're not really suggesting that there's going to be a big uptick in farmland values. But there appears to be a lot of interest out there, and if you're in one of those people, think about those strategies.